Isn't that for you, Coop?
I don't know what you have against dogs.
I don't
know what
you have against dogs.
Yeah, but I haven't seen him today.
Stop getting back at him on the tape recording.
Did Don lose something again?
No. What was it?
Capricious.
You guys were banding about Capricious, and I was thinking about something totally different. He looked at me and said, I need to define that for you.
Define that for you?
Yeah, he wanted to define Capricious for me because he was sure I was confused about the word.
Well, you really aren't that bright, so.
You were in the military.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, there's plenty of intelligent people in the military. It's just because Dave is stupid and was in the military doesn't mean that everyone in the military is stupid. You know, unless you're going to be saying that.
You know, intelligent people often occasionally get caught on juries, too.
It happens.
I just ignore this.
Except, why? You
never ignore everything.
It's like you're fine for life.
I've gotten three in the last 10 years.
I've never been. I went to one, and I got out of the last two. I got like five. Mm-hmm. The first three, I always got for the county I used to live in.
Yeah.
So I said, I no longer live in that county. And they went, oh, okay, sorry.
Exactly.
And I finally got one in here. And so I ignored the first one. I just forgot completely about it. Yeah. And they didn't care. And they like eventually sent me a new one for something entirely different. I went in for that one and said, no, I'm going to be in Columbus, Ohio during this trial. Here's my plane ticket.
I sent back this time,
but not next time.
I sent back, I'm going to be in Philadelphia or whatever, someplace that was going to be Singapore.
Too bad.
And said, I don't live in your county anymore. And they came back and said, being out of state doesn't, you know, whatever. Traveling for business doesn't count.
Get you off.
It doesn't count. And they just totally ignore the whole, I don't live in your freaking county. I mean, it said, check all that apply. So I did. And apparently it confused them. But I sent back that I don't live in your damn county. And so now I'm moving from Oakland to Apple Valley. And Apple Valley, that's my official residence now. So I'm getting out of that one with the same one. This time I didn't check anything else. It's that I'm not going to be there. I don't live here anymore.
Yeah, but
if I didn't tell Apple Valley will bug me. I did the first one. I fell on like civic duty. As old school. It really didn't matter.
I went. I would have done the trial. It was actually like Granny Smith or Granny Goose potato chips lawsuit.
Oh,
it's pretty funny. Yeah,
so classic. Now, whenever I go in, they just ask, have you ever been associated with the police? And I say yes now.
Actually, that's a checkbox that you throw it out automatically on.
Yeah. I've worked for the police.
And firemen for some reason, which doesn't make any sense at all.
People that actually know about criminality aren't allowed to serve on juries.
You may ignore the judge's instructions.
Neither do. I'm one of those people who would refuse to listen to a judge's instructions.
Really?
Yeah.
There were three people in our jury. So
I don't care what the judge said.
Guilty. And I was one of the guys that said, yeah, but, you know.
Support for 911 centers.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
you just put it in and they'll tell you what
it is. What you do, though, if you really don't want to serve in the jury, is when they start asking you questions, how do you feel? How do you feel about police? I get along well with a bunch of my friends are cops, you know. What do you think? That somebody can be arrested? Almost everyone that's arrested guilty. Trials aren't really necessary. Just say a couple things.
Yay, arrest guilty people.
By the way, you only answer the questions they ask. They rarely ever ask those kind of questions.
They do for jury selection.
I've been through jury selection. So have I. And some people got questions like that.
It depends on the case.
If it's some litigation thing like
he said. Depends on the case.
Another good one is
the potato chip one, they didn't care whether you knew cops. They didn't care. This was a civil litigation. It was like, have you ever been involved, you know, in small claims court? Or have you ever been involved in a civil litigation? They didn't care whether you were a cop or even knew a cop or hated cops.
Yeah, okay. I've never put a table down here.
Sure.
I got one for you, acrobatics.
Okay, it depends if you want to defend against 1, 2, 3, or 4, 8.
How come I can only defend against 1 or 2?
Because you have lower acrobatics.
Oh.
Really?
I feel so bad now. I gotta get better
at acrobatics. Hey, everyone, slothful Eric just ignores mail and throws it in a pile on the floor.
Is higher, better, or worse?
Doesn't watch TV. He doesn't go to work.
Okay.
And doesn't read his mail.
No. He's doing nothing.
Why do you spend your days doing? Yoga.
He pets his cat.
You ever wonder what old people do with cats?
No, never noticed. Never noticed.
No.
Cut off the teeth on the cat. And
what do you do all day? For God's sake. Do you ride? Do you,
nothing really. Read a lot.
You read. You play games, right?
He was writing Mud Macros the last I knew. His project was Mud Macros.
Hey, I've done a little charge right now. Hey, I haven't done this in 6 years.
Well, build me a Macrovision Eliminator, man. I can't find the time to do it. I got all the paperwork. Build me a Macrovision Eliminator.
I thought you were going to do this so that you're pretty experienced.
Yeah,
I don't.
I want to give my brother-in-law before we go, and I just fucking babysit all my time.
It's gonna get worse. It's gotta be easier
when you can talk to the damn thing.
Now it does get worse.
It doesn't get better.
Last weekend I went to a first birthday party for a baby.
Yeah, it's still very young. It's like I'm thinking like 3. It's gonna get easier. It's gotta be.
No. But by the way, 3 is the really bad years technically. The terrible 2s are really the terrible 3s.
Yeah, apparently, like, there's a period of time where, you know, the kids are great between, like, 8 and 12, and then they become teenagers.
Before they become teenagers.
And then they
before
become teenagers.
The, before,
they realize, before they realize they can't actually make their own decisions, and they don't actually
upon,
have any real power.
And based upon your...
will begin.
Based upon your personality.
That's so easy up till now.
Based upon
we
your...
We just have one room in the house.
We call it the torture chamber.
You should give an example. Do an example of like beating your pets.
Beat your pets and your kids. Make sure they
this is what I would have done to you. Let's say you steal your milk. This is what I would have done to you.
Murray, you hear that?
Oh, the video.
Murray will be gone by then.
He didn't go.
So, you know, when the baby goes to the hospital, we used this prime evidence against AIDS, but it was an accident.
Yeah, this or is really... Or when the baby grows up and starts searching on the internet for references of his toddler.
You never want a girlfriend who bruises easily.
Yeah, see, Art
bruises easily.
Yeah.
Julie.
She'll, like,
Julie
have a big bruise on her thigh or something, and she
won't even know how
to do it. No, I'll like into it. I, on the other hand, you can beat me a stick. I'm in horrible pain.
No,
maybe a little bit of red.
Bruce hit anything, and she bruises up.
Oh, yeah.
One of our early days, we played tag football with Julie, and I tagged her at one point, and she had this handprint on her arm afterwards.
It's like, Suzanne used to just bruise something awful, yeah.
Okay.
I feel all bad.
Which bad guy? I kill it.
Our man
is a bad guy.
Our man's not there quite there yet.
I make sure that I get in early.
Are you a member
of headquarters and clean up?
I have no idea.
Are any major dresses in using maker?
Is he a member of ISAS?
No, not in mine.
Yes.
Or ASS ICE or ISAS. Which one is it?
I don't remember your group.
Oh, really? Okay. But he's part of ASS,
part
not
of
part of ISAS.
All right.
So he's part of ASS and not part of ISAS.
I'm
right.
Faster, and I can jump
so,
back.
Yep.
You should do diffs on these. Just give me the diff. Do a diff on the document.
Why?
So I can see all the differences. Changes.
Usually the changes are in your history.
Oh, really?
Mine are written down.
Usually the
change,
I have to
write down.
Is that what happened? Ghost girl from... oh, yeah, I know that. Okay.
Well, plus 4.
So you increase my awareness to 0?
Yep, you got awareness.
Yeah.
Okay. What?
That
yep,
mine pushes
3. You know why?
Cost me 30.
Because you wanted to buy awareness, and I said, that doesn't fit your character. How about some spirit instead?
That's
I said something about awareness, too, huh?
True, sure, and you drunken stupor.
I apparently no longer have a strange appearance.
We do, but it's just no longer negative.
Oh, okay.
It's just you know, common racism.
So, but doesn't that like lose my bonus and intimidation?
True, but you're already pretty intimidating.
So what are you playing anyway?
Holy cow! So
I'm
did
a cat
I roll
person.
Well and well, or did you just
you rolled well and well, and yeah. You got your well.
I'm gonna left back at 5.
Yeah. Again.
Fight with your character. Fight with your character. You know. Joseph Cotton should never get away with all your money, apparently.
I got like 10,000 a year now.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I got a wealth of three.
What's five give you?
Turn over.
Wow, that's a lot.
30 million
a year? Fuck.
Keeps
rolling.
Robots don't build themselves.
You roll on
wealth? Yeah.
When you roll on wealth?
Oh, that's right. You're playing grid.
What? Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. But being here, I just have to leave.
Yeah. Well, when you leave, I mean, someone rolls for you.
Oh, okay.
Huh? The wealth roll.
Wealth roll is only for people who actually, were in the grid.
Oh, right, yeah.
Otherwise, your wealth is just a...
Yeah, exactly. You stay rich.
Or far, whichever way you want. Some people apparently are very rich.
Who's very rich?
Just Eric. Donald's fairly rich. He should make like $2 million a year.
Well, who's working on being rich?
This is like in $1939?
Yeah.
No, that's 1984.
Mm-hmm.
So lop off
the zero, that's what
you're
making
up. That's true. It's 110, apparently. So
this is
a table and the other one.
Probably close enough for government work.
Yep. Okay.
And you got free room and board.
So there's actually a party being thrown at the bar.
The bar.
At the local bar that
everyone always hangs out at?
Yeah, the one that's partially underwater or something?
The one that allows strange looking people in?
Yeah.
Is it a cop bar too?
Is it?
It's a superhero bar.
Oh, superhero bar. So we don't hang out with the cops?
I don't like cops.
Not usually. This is the light bar.
There's a lot of places will serve this guy.
Exactly. Well, there are some places that serve him with
that milk.
Holiday sauce.
So, Mechanique. Who's your robot dev's girlfriend? Throwing him a
you finally
month.
Came up with a name?
Yeah. Just throwing him we're like six, a 6 month birthday party, whatever.
Terminatrix butt line.
So, Eric's robot's girlfriend is giving a birthday party?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
If I ever figured out who built her.
No.
I have a risk communicator.
You haven't decided whether or not to take her apart.
I've decided. I just haven't decided when.
So it'd be no. You're not going to.
Who knows? He might.
Really like to, but there's a moral problem.
I disassembled my robot to find out he had the girlfriend in the first place.
Well, you didn't disassemble. You just took a memory out. But it's slightly different.
He was lying to you, letting you know.
Yeah, he
took his memory chip out, put it in the digital camera to see what it was. Modular memory.
Not bad for 1943.
So everybody wanted to show up.
Sure.
It's a party.
Sure,
you have like half the bar.
Okay.
Strangely enough, the other PCs don't show up.
As long as the milk is fresh.
Never seems good.
They got busy lives.
Shutting the robot.
Well, I'm glad that the light doesn't very clear from the robot.
It's true.
You're still playing a crazy kid that thinks he's Peter Pan, okay?
No, well, I'm a little
jaded.
Confused is a better description of it.
Okay.
I've been told, or I don't know if I believe it yet, but Wendy, somebody after Wendy, is dead.
That's true. You're actually 102 years old. But you don't age, because that's Peter Pan.
Yeah, but I've been aging since I was in Hawaii, according to my history.
That's true.
So you're not in Never Neverland.
That's right.
Once you love Never Neverland, Never Neverland, you don't age.
Then you get younger when they're in Never Neverland?
No.
You just don't get older. I'm obviously going back there. That's where you're planning on sending me during the timeout.
Who knows?
Before 80s. Actually, we go to the 80s, we go some intermediate area first. For the 40s.
I'm just going to skip to the 80s.
Okay.
No, you want to do at least one adventure in the 60s where we find them hippie.
You guys already did that. I just changed the adventure slightly.
They were beatniks.
Ahead of their time. Yeah.
Was that the concert?
For the early anti-war demonstration.
Right. Those are all like adventures from Watchmen. So, okay. See you in the bar.
Happy birthday.
It does all happen.
Whose birthday is it?
His robot.
His robot, robot six and the other one.
Yeah. My robot 6 months old.
Milk's on the female robot?
No.
I could kneel down behind the robot.
No.
And you can knock it
milk
over.
On.
He said milk's on the female robot.
Milk's on the female robot?
It's kind of big.
Okay, that statement doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
She might hurt falling.
You said she's hosting the party in a bar,
right?
Right.
Hurt you if you're.
That means free drink.
Oh.
Like milk is free, and
oh, okay.
If
you're
on
your robot,
on her.
I thought you
were
just
all right,
sure.
Robot.
That's a bad assumption. You know, I just need to know what I need to pay for that.
Actually, I thought you were on her. Which
really?
Yeah.
That
on her cab.
Yeah,
okay.
I thought you were looking for a cue.
Hey, Kevin, have I ever just...
You're flying a fucking furry, aren't you?
Boy.
Yeah.
You know her about who made her?
Yeah, she said she didn't remember.
Oh, okay.
Then did you ask? Can
by the way, Kevin, I hear singing occasionally. What's the
gospel revival like that direction? And then listen to music from it.
I don't know.
Really loud.
Do you give him any sort of present?
Oh, we should do that.
You don't have to. He's only a robot after all.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I did to the last one. I killed it.
A cautionary tale.
Give him a cautionary tale. Is your robot responsible enough to take care of a pet? There are lots of homeless dogs and cats in Island City.
Good idea.
Could use a good home if your robot's responsible.
Hmm.
You could probably haul out a bit of his chest and make a little cage.
Yeah. Like, you know, whatever.
Great idea.
Make the treadmill in there, just in case you get low on power.
We're not talking hamster, we're talking, you know, cat or dog.
Cat or dog will run on a treadmill, give me the opportunity.
Okay.
Well, a cat probably wouldn't.
Yeah, well, one cat wouldn't. A dog need a pretty big one.
Need a big treadmill.
You think so?
Yeah, but that's great.
Okay.
And if it doesn't work out, I'll experiment with the dog.
No, you won't.
Robot responsible.
If he experiments on the dog, I'll experiment on him.
Yeah, he experiments on the animal the whole time.
Really?
Did you just say that?
I thought he was a scientist.
I
am. He is a scientist.
I thought you worked on mechanical parts.
Oh, yeah. I
didn't think you were a life scientist.
Well, obviously, he made a robot. It's not
oh, yeah.
Run on a wheel. It's got legs. It's got arms.
Dr. Jones.
But Dr. Jones, why
didn't
you mention Dr. Jones?
That's true.
Because he's one of my subordinates.
Oh, okay. Dr. Jones.
So he runs a big lab, and some of them do animal
experiments.
So your character wants to plant the bomb and stick out of it, basically.
28 days?
No.
My occupation is animal rights.
28 days later.
28 days later.
Yeah. I feel oppressed. I don't make much money.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do anything like that.
28 days later. You like the post-apocalyptic genre?
I find a low-maintenance pet for a robot.
Like
a rock or a turtle?
Hamster?
No.
Goldfish?
Pet rock.
Cats are pretty low-maintenance.
Snakes
aren't.
No.
Snakes are really
low-maintenance. By low-maintenance, I meant a low-maintenance cat or dog.
Oh,
all right.
Because
they're the ones that, you know, there are too many of. They're running all over the island, killing geese.
So
you know the Nene are almost extinct? Too many mongooses?
In 1940, what?
Yeah. Well, that's about when they went on the endangered list.
Are they they're all dead yet?
No, there's still some.
Why?
Because they're extremely well protected from the mongooses nowadays.
No, just like, I sometimes these tiny ecologies, like island ecologies, after a certain point, let's just fucking build a new ecology. I think that
explains a lot about your life.
Yeah, you just built another Hawaii off the coast of Hawaii.
There we go.
Been lived there.
Mm. Now, so we have a kitten or puppy for the guy.
What?
Kitten or puppy for
Well, adult. Wouldn't give him responsibility of saying I'd prefer cat that's been out on the street for a while. So that it knows, you know, so that one, it can survive on its own if it has to. And two, it's grateful for anything it gets.
So you have this plan that involves cats being grateful?
One of the mail order cats.
From Russia?
From Russia.
Hot Russian cats.
just me and Ellie Apple will just, you know, go sniffing around the back alleys, go chat with the cat and say, number one, is willing to hang out with a robot. And, you know, it can tell me or El Diablo if, you know, there are any problems ever.
Okay.
Data had a pet cat.
Uh-huh.
I'll make him a toaster.
All right.
You make the cat into a toaster?
No.
I can throw that a toaster.
Okay, so doing the party.
I carve the robot a flute.
Stick it in its chest.
A flute. All right.
That's almost as useful as a toaster to a robot.
Or a cat, for that matter.
Hercules talking. What? Companionship.
It's like it's got companionship. It doesn't need it. It's got cat companionship.
I'll get a couple bags of cat food for the cat.
Group gift.
Okay.
Possession list now.
Material good.
All right. So towards the end of the party.
So let me see. You make $30 million a year, and you make a toaster for your robot. You were one cheap bastard.
Toasters tend to be very powerful. The toaster got us out of the last fight.
I should probably mark off the euro points for this one.
Yeah.
Oh, special toasters?
Special toasters.
How many hero points toaster is it?
14.
Wow, that's a pretty good toaster.
Same as your last toaster? Same abilities?
Same abilities.
So is it on the gadget, or does it just do teleportation?
It's on the gadget.
Okay, so we need teleportation as well as a bunch of other crap.
It can do whatever the robot thinks is handy at the moment.
Okay. I mean, it can only do that from then on, or...
yeah, for a few minutes.
But it does it burn up, and you can't do it anymore.
It'll burn out.
It lasts for like 10 minutes, and then it burns out. So every time I use an Omni gadget, it's 0 points away. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It's 27 when he's 14.
13.
You see, you need to get him a talking bear.
Right.
Talking ferret?
Talking ferret. Ooh. Talking ferret would be...
The cool. Robot could ask the robot... The robot could ask the toaster to create a great habitat for its cat.
Talking grannies? No, I don't want that.
Well, actually, they all talk, but you got to be bright enough to understand.
You can follow the robot?
I'm sure I could build a transfer.
I can build a personality.
You know, we have build one for the
cat
robot
habitat. Cat habitat.
Do you suggest that? Go out. You know what's really good?
It would be really nice. It would be great cat habitat.
See that's the robot?
Sure.
Take him aside.
You know,
you're
really nice.
Go ahead and make
it wrong. There's tubes, places to sit, running water.
Oh, now the cat will do that.
Sure, yeah, it can build a habitat, couldn't it?
The cat will piss inside the robot in your dress.
No, external to his body. Cat habitat.
But that thing's such a good idea.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Okay, so there's some people that complain about the cat smell. I don't know if you guys do anything about it.
The cat smell? His?
Yeah.
He smells?
Yeah.
Making fun of my friend?
Like a cat.
That's polite.
I'll let you know I'm meticulously groomed.
You shouldn't be nice. It shouldn't take like that. It hurts people's feelings.
Man smells.
Sorry.
Not really a man.
That's right. One of them.
You're not being very nice. You shouldn't be here. You should leave.
This is a public bar.
That side is. You're staying that side. Stop coming over here and smell my friend.
Why don't I just leave and hang out outside?
No.
10 minutes up.
What are you going to do?
No, I'm shy.
I think I would prefer to antagonize the asshole over there.
Well, I don't like antagonizing people so much.
Oh, I do.
Bit of a bother.
Stay, please. In fact, let's go over to a table next to him.
Okay,
I ignore this.
I'll wait here by the bar.
Segregation's the way to go.
You know,
segregation, big big movement later on. You just watch.
Way of the future.
Exactly.
Racial purity.
Equal but separate.
Level up. We'll go over to the table next to where the guy's sitting.
All right.
And we'll sit down at the table and I'll drink the beer.
And complain about his smell?
And cut the cap.
Ah, I smell it. All 12 right. systems.
My smell is legal.
Wonderful.
Smell. So it's talking. You one of them robot members, boy?
The talking hall of Gato is, you know, a symptom of the problems of society.
What?
Is that what they're chatting about?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. I listen in for a second.
Okay. So basically, they say, you know, people should do something about cat people.
Are there cat people?
Or is he the only one?
He might be the only one.
Where did he come from, by the way?
Lab accident.
Is that your fault?
There was this ship
no.
traveling near the speed of light, and there was a pregnant cat on board before everybody was put into hibernation. Millions of years of evolution occurred. Man died out.
You can stop now.
No, but he's not.
Really? I wish. Hard light. He can't catch me. No, actually, I'm 13. I'm a hard light. I'm a geek. So cool. You know, see the. Tomb Raider, right?
Which one?
Both, first and second. Lister, not oh. the Rimmer.
Yeah. Okay.
So the guys are making kind of ice step over the frenzy. You got a problem with my friend over there?
Yeah, he's taking away jobs from real humans.
Job! I wish! I wish I was taking away jobs from real humans!
I kind of.
He took up the whole room.
I look at him really. I go, and what exactly job did you take?
Well, whatever job you had. One too many.
Are you on crack?
I'm on crack.
Are you on diet pills?
One of them cat lovers?
Okay, cool.
Cat people lovers?
Kevin?
Yeah?
It's great. I like to wash my hands after I pee.
No, the panda.
No problem.
So,
I bet you there's no hand soap in your
room. How many cat people have you around? Even Florida?
I couldn't even flush
one,
the toilet.
That's too many.
Yeah. Segregation. Equal but separate.
Okay, so the people over there.
Exactly.
Okay, I've been trying to listen in. Can I tell whether I heard everything? My directional hearing?
So you're outside listening in?
No, I'm at the end of the bar.
Yeah,
okay. Like I start to head out of the bar. And as I walk by the table, I relieve myself.
All right. You don't lift legs, you just back into them. Cut back into them.
little relief there in the back of someone's pants. All
right. So he gets up.
I applaud. I look at the, you're clearly deranged under the influence of something because I just don't see. What the hell
is he smells like a cat now.
Says you and your cat are both going to, you know, get a wallop for that.
You
just
can go ahead and try.
Okay.
Separate.
So are the bar patrons.
Should have two separate entrances.
Alright.
Always start fighting bars, aren't you?
It's true.
Well, hell yeah.
So is this only frequented by superheroes?
No. Oh. It's like they
have half the bar.
You know, the light.
This is where the light
goes. This is where the light goes.
Okay.
All right. So let's see.
You know you're making a grave mistake. I really don't want to hurt you guys.
You're going to be in the hospital soon, son.
I didn't pee on you.
You're new here, aren't you?
Don't pee with.
I do nothing.
Oh, that's a good idea. I run over there and do nothing, too.
Alright. So...
I'll be a target. Acrobatics away.
Let's see.
It'll be fun. I haven't used this table before.
You're clearly new here, aren't you?
Let's see. Okay. So, a few people attack you.
Okay.
And you attack me? I ran over.
But do you want to, you're clearly not a cat person, sorry.
No, I don't.
You're talking about racial segregation.
I thought I was friendly with being white.
Well, that's true.
Maybe I was on around 6,000 dice, 6,000.
Do any of them seem even close to about average humans?
No. One of them hits you, does no damage. One of them rolls up, may do something. May not.
I don't want him to do nothing to me, too.
His body's a 6.
Now, we're at the superhero level, we don't have to worry about going to people with happiness.
Usually not, unless, you know, a few of them... back to you and they roll high. So you take 3 points.
I actually take 3 points?
Yep.
Wow.
Your heart just freaking fine.
You got kind of puny.
I activate my force field and say, you really don't want to do this.
It's really have a reddish force go around you. Meanwhile, four people attack you.
Okay.
You are much harder to hit.
I'd try not to let them hit me.
Alright.
Okay,
okay, still missing. So you're still not doing anything.
I look at him very confused and say, you guys don't want to continue. Continue. I'm going to hurt you.
Go ahead and roll.
Intimidate?
Yeah.
Not so good.
Not so good.
Not very good. I don't think
that... behind your reddish shield, you just look like
your lip is quivering.
I've got a question.
A 5, a 9 body and a 9 strength is really strong.
Okay, but I only have 4 and 5, so I'm not going to make it to you.
A 4 and 5 is...
Oh, that's right, I'm an addict.
Oh, hey, here's a good chance to take a pill.
I think
you're not
did.
There yet, though.
Well, I was in the bathroom.
No, you haven't arrived.
We don't know you, apparently.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
There's a little prefect here.
Okay. There's still 4 on me?
Yeah.
Okay,
I put myself between him and the bad guy. Dodging.
Between him?
Yeah, him and the bad guy. I'm not dodging.
What?
I'm here, I'm there.
I
guess it's possible to start hurting them now.
No, I don't think so.
I do.
One more round.
No,
so 4 people attack me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to start hurting them.
So I roll my acrobatics?
No. Nope. You just declare how many people you're going
to. One more chance to intimidate them.
14 versus 3 or 4.
You're not very intimidating.
I'm not sure what this means.
I shouldn't laugh when you say that. I used to be intimidating. I'm not.
Did you roll a 14 to hit me?
No, it's 14 is your effective dex.
Oh, I see. Okay, gotcha.
All right, so you gonna do anything?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Fun.
What about the cat?
You should stop.
I want to jump on one.
Unless reasoning is like.
All right. Go ahead and roll.
Say things like, yeah, human, yeah.
I'm trying to reason with them about how they shouldn't attack us and be friendly. And they should.
Okay.
Don't attack people that can shoot laser beams out of their eyes.
Oh, yeah. We're superheroes. You might have heard of us. We're the iPad.
So you jump on one of those. He staggers around thinking, get off me.
No, we're the IOF. I don't see the enclave of.
My intent is to use it when they attack.
Star,
is Well, use him as a... Have them punch him instead of me.
Sure.
I will draw my gun and call the robot over. This stops now.
No.
The robot?
I'll let you have to roll like a two.
The robot wins.
Yeah, it's not very good.
No, but it's still a gun.
But it's a funny looking ray gun.
That's true.
Like
funny looking ray gun. Yeah, these are just normal people.
Did they have hair dryer back then? They might just think it's a hair dryer.
No, or that he's not going to use it.
That's true.
Because that would be probably illegal.
Could be, but, you know, you still don't want to get shot.
Well, people have to understand that we're superheroes. That's better than this.
So the four attacking you do stop. Let's see. So three...
Okay.
So, they keep hitting their friend, and he goes in.
Okay.
Not sure what they're doing. Probably just didn't pull a gun, so I'll just attack him.
Gonna hit that little punk? Little kid? They're hitting a little kid?
Like a
so how many daggers do you need? Four on me, four on him.
Three on him.
And three, yeah.
Okay. Eric, do you want to do anything?
Yeah, so I'll multi attack all.
Alright. Eric, let's do this. He occasionally does.
So I'm going to be showing up to fight the supervillains who are attacking random people in their bar.
Could be.
That would be funny.
Four, what are you doing?
So they have effective 10 pens.
Wow. Oh, multi attack, yeah, plus 4.
You have another attack to miss?
One more.
Dan's yelling about how they're ruining his party. Don't fight, you're ruining my party.
Bro, we're fine.
Did he just shoot a whole bunch of people?
Yeah, but he glanced off and didn't really do anything.
Mostly just shot the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's an electricity gun instead of a laser gun now.
That's true.
It doesn't really do anything.
It starts fires, doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes for
short circuit robot, doesn't it?
Yeah, short circuit robot and stuff like that.
It wouldn't set, by any chance, wouldn't it set Rum on fire?
Yeah, it would.
You shot the Rum.
Didn't he just shoot up the entire bar?
No, I believe he
just a bunch of holes.
Is Rum like no one being small more ones. Unstable than other alcohol, or just
kind of I'm using it as a random example.
Okay. So, are you attacking them, Dave?
Me? Me?
Uh-huh.
They attack you again.
Oh, no, I use my acrobatics and dodge.
All right.
And I continue to try to reason with them.
You know, I'm going to wide one and let them punch him.
What am I rolling? Is there something you roll?
Yeah, you're trying to persuade him to stop.
Okay, persuasion is anything?
It's charisma still.
Oh, charisma?
But
either they're so spectacularly new here.
Yeah, 11. Average.
Actually, either they're so stupid and pathetic or they're under the influence of somebody.
I think they're dumb.
They can't be very bright. Maybe there's a dumb spell.
Is it possible to have a negative end?
What?
Is it possible in the machine to have a negative end?
I have negative wealth.
Yes.
Oh.
You can have negative 10.
So what do you guys have? About a negative 5?
No. You can be smart and still be bigoted.
Yeah,
it's one thing. A lot of really smart dumb people out there.
They're attacking superheroes.
You said a lot of smart.
Well, you look like a normal person. He looks like a freak. You look like a
dumb kid. I didn't say about an interchange.
He looks like a bum.
Hey, I want to do it. Somehow get the acrobatics combined with the flying so that I can actually use the acrobatics on flying, which is more what I see Peter doing.
Little loops like Tinkerbell.
Yeah, exactly. Using him, you know, as a part of his moves. I mean, probably like ground level.
That's true. I mean, that would help if you're going to do something like that.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
Usually you don't
think about it. I don't know if there's a way to specialize in acrobatics flying or something.
Yeah.
Just something. But I tried to fly acrobatics.
Do I get to hop on another one of them?
Sure. So you hop on another one.
You rip some people's spleens out?
No. I'm riding them going, yeah, human, yeah. And then as they come up to punch me, I just turn the person into the flow.
This might not be helping their things of nature.
No, no, I have a plan for that already.
Good. After this educational program?
Yeah. There will be an enforced sentence upon them after this.
Well, actually, after Eric shot, they all start running.
Except
both
guy.
Of us. Fucking conscious, though.
I want to catch the guy who started it and I had to pee on.
All right.
See there?
Yeah,
okay. Did he struggle much?
Struggle much?
When I hold him up?
A little bit.
Can I lift him up?
A little bit.
Okay.
Hey, you are real
brave,
bring him to my
I stand behind him.
No, 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 I have a sentence for him. I think they're just assholes.
I think they're under the influence.
Sentence?
Yeah.
I think they're being controlled by somebody.
You can take the unconscious guy.
Okay. I'll take the unconscious guy.
No game on his parts.
But this guy right here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I explained to him that he's going to go down to the local pound and adopt a cat and treat it real nice. And I'm going to keep an eye on him and talk to my brother the cat. And if my brother the cat ever feels mistreated or you do anything bad to him, I'll break each one of his fingers.
All right.
One by one.
One for every incident.
Okay, make your intimidation roll.
One for every incident?
No.
But just all of them?
Yeah.
First time you did something wrong?
Uh-huh.
One for
every incident. That's the way to do it, man.
There's no second chance. He already blew a second. He could have been nice. He blew it. Now he's going to be nice to a cat. And he's going to realize that the cat's not so bad. And his place is going to smell like cat all the time. And he hates that smell.
Apparently.
intimidation?
Yep.
You peed on the guy in public. That's against the law.
16.
Okay. He agrees.
Superhero.
I wasn't going to give him a choice.
I
guess that means that you know, because I was going to, you know, go in and check on the cat, you know,
you
every couple weeks.
Now you don't have to check, obviously. You're going to do it,
well, I'm going to still check. It just means the answer will be, the cat will say something like, yeah, not so bad. Better than the pound.
Okay. I will... What would the cat say something like? I only have a two-day livery, Kevin. I will give my coffee maker to your tea barkeeper.
Yeah, general impression. Do you like him?
Yeah. How's it going? Not so bad. I'm not hungry. There's always food.
You can always have some money.
The chance of these being abusive will show up during the abuse.
I think the coffee maker is more appropriate.
Okay.
Coffee maker
instead of a
toaster? Yeah. Sure, sure.
Oh, nice.
Well, Omni got it. Sure,
sure.
Yes.
You can do anything you want
to
do.
But he doesn't know.
I tell him he probably needs to. I tell him it's a very powerful coffee.
There's a train nearby. Oh, it's a walnut airplane.
Yeah.
There's a train nearby.
Yeah,
what's that? Yeah, the railroad tracks you go over.
Yeah. On your way here? Every time?
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, there are these.
That's explaining the sound of a train. Mm-hmm.
It is strange. Alright, so at the end of the fight, Liberty Bell.
How far does the train sound?
Liberty Bell?
Yep.
Do I know?
With two other people. You know.
Do you know Liberty Bell?
Yeah. She's
She's the head of the All-Stars Club.
Ah. What part?
Nice. She's like American Maid.
Sure, sure. Aft HQ, she part
of it. Yeah, she's
we're
the
just,
ass part.
We're just
so she walks in with Dr. Fate and
Hourman. Hey!
Hello!
Liberty Bell, who are those two strange guys with you?
Let me tell you, Hourman.
So she's inside and introduces you to Dr. Fate, the Earth's foremost mystical expert.
Earth's foremost mystical
sorcerer.
Isn't he like some sort of...
Well,
he's all powerful guys?
Yes.
Okay. So he's like one of those people who can take on Superman?
Yes.
Got it.
But he has a really short memory about his own abilities, so he never does.
So that's Superman.
But he's one of those people who's, you know, sort of very trusting and mysterious. Are you going to help me or not? Type of guy. So she says she has an important mission for you.
Okay.
For you three.
ICOAS.
Uh-huh.
Not the entire ICOAS team?
You're the only one that can find.
Well, look at them. They're drunk. Everyone else is busy.
Could have just borrowed like a cotton street from the headquarters.
I can see that. I can see that one guy. He's covered in vomit. What
do they call him? The light. The light at the bottom of the
barrel.
Important mission.
Yep. Dev says he would fix his presence for.
Who?
Dev.
Dev's the robot?
The robot.
Dev and Mike.
What?
Dev. Web Dev?
I thought that was
I was thinking
that.
You're
Urza
characters.
You're Urza
characters.
For some reason.
Just
yeah.
In that?
I know. I don't know what
Urza characters mean. How much were you thinking?
Well, it's just, I played him once, man.
Really? And we played him more than
we played him a lot. He's got a lot of interesting personality quirks.
You know him better than he does?
More than once.
Played him twice.
He's played him two or three times.
Yeah.
I played him once a lot.
Yeah, actually, yeah, but you've played him about
9 times.
But he's been played more by other people.
That was
the turning point in his life is played by me.
I think so.
Oh, I think you told me something about that.
When you're
not a god, but
when you're spirit.
Oh, right. And then, but you guys picked that under.
Well, the Pope helped.
Right.
The Pope helped a lot.
Yeah, actually, I remember this conversation.
Yeah, Pickering was very happy with the Pope. Pickering's like, this is the best Pope ever.
That's right. You guys told me this the second time I played him.
Uh-huh. All right, so...
Are you mostly looking down Methyl Valley again?
No, I've spent like one night now. You know, like, I would have spent more time there. I had not broken my collarbone.
How'd you do that?
Dumbass. Oh, I mean, I feel sympathetic to what you're injured.
Sure.
All
right. Yeah, so cool guard outfit.
Nice, huh?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all
wow. You know, Spike's an angel.
Huh?
Was that? Spike and young and at the years.
Yes.
All right. So you go back across the street to your headquarters.
Uh-huh. Hey, Libertyville, what's up?
Do you mind finding down this guy first? I need to study him, because I think he's under the influence or something. The vampire with the cells, could he become a human?
All right.
He's clearly deranged. You're deranged, you know.
Oh, okay.
This guy's got to be really, jealous. Okay? And he'll get really jealous. Isn't that his goal?
Yeah. Yeah, that's Nadine Cordelia, so... Mm-hmm.
Cordelia's off the show.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's going to become an irregular cast.
She's in a coma or something, right?
She's going off the show. Because.
Yeah. They said they might bring her character back at some later date.
My understanding of the situation is that they had to film around her pregnancy last season.
Except that the show's creator said he had run out of story ideas for Cordelia, so they wrote her out of the show, and we're not sure whether they'd ever bring her back.
Okay, that was not my current understanding.
It was in TV Guide this week.
He lies regularly. This is one of those television things that I wouldn't understand.
Yes, he wouldn't. Okay. Don't worry about it.
On the TV, you see, those are
the box, pictures.
Anyway, what's up, Liberty?
By the way, if I had to watch TV last night, you would have realized it was Friday. Because, you know, the NBC, you know, must be lineup.
TGI Friday.
Therefore.
TGI Friday.
Therefore, it must be Friday, not Thursday.
So she says one of their
I understand
top undercover operatives
uh-huh.
Was captured near a factory in the town of Jinan in China. Yeah, so apparently the Japanese have a secret factory there.
China?
Yeah.
Okay.
Destroy the factory or...
But don't you say Minuteman?
She wants Liberty Bell, you know, that is going to send you guys to go see...
We're at war, after all.
Minuteman
find out what was being made at the factory.
It's been used.
Yeah. Stop it.
Oh, yeah?
And if you find the operative to rescue her...
I mean, really, part of the whole problem is
you're going to rescue some female operative from China.
Yep.
So you're inferior to Minuteman.
Let's see what else. Oh, she has an emblem for the operatives.
Cool. So,
this is Japanese operating in China area they control, right? Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's more. It's not that far from the coast.
So what are these two here for?
So Hourman and the Fader both coming with us?
Hourman's going.
Hi.
because the fate is powerful enough.
Dr. Fate, doing himself. Dr. Fate is powerful enough to become influenced by the.
That's what I was about to say.
Time Lord Gallifrey.
To be shielding and controlling.
Don't do that. Dr. Who, he leaves like she does stuff.
Oh, really powerful people taking drugs like Fear of Fate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is why Superman doesn't win the war for the Allies.
Superman's around. He just can't do anything against the Nazis.
Not allowed to.
They control
him. But we can control. Was he superhero?
Uh-huh. Pretty much it. So she's going to.
He had to explain it somehow.
Yeah.
Is that the official DC Universe explanation?
Yeah.
The other, excuse could be that, Superman really wasn't that powerful back then. Couldn't even fly.
There were some really powerful superheroes.
We could throw cars and stuff.
Spectre and Dr. Fate, I always don't even know which one.
You guys ever see the Saturday Night Live?
They both have the same powers or something.
Dr. Fate is just a helmet that wears a
guy. The guy with the yellow helmet. And the Spectre is the guy with the green.
You guys ever see the Saturday Night Live skit where Superman just happens to land in Germany instead? It grows up under Hitler's rule.
No, I
did not. The end of the little skit is he's identifying Jews, spy Jews, by the way. I have X-ray vision in their pants.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty good. Okay, so how are we getting to China?
Funny in a good way.
Funny. Speaking of it, I've seen a circumcision now.
Let's see.
Man.
Any particular reason you wanted to watch?
I felt it was.
What?
I felt it was my obligation.
This is something the baby goes through by itself.
Because there's a time that,
The thing is, he's cried less of that than he has, overcalling.
Wouldn't that be good? Circumcision, brutal practice.
If they did it back then the way they do it today, they wouldn't be that bothered by it. Really, it's very mechanical now. Disturbingly mechanical.
Devices.
Tiny cylinder. Little clamps.
I think back then it was just a knife.
Yep.
Yeah. Pretty much all medical technology back then. It was three objects: needle, thread, just the knife.
Needle and thread.
Yeah.
Yeah. They use needles and thread.
Yeah. They were very large.
I mean, they have a bunch of other herbs. The speculum is actually remarkably early invention.
Oh, so once you get to Jinan, you can you can contact the Chinese underground.
Okay. Chinese underground.
So
great.
So she gives you a password.
Okay.
Great.
How are we getting there?
So the password is, I don't know.
Submarine? Plane?
Oh, plane. She has there's a special plane in the airfield.
Is there enough time for me to question this guy? Because I'm rather disturbed at his...
All right.
This is just some random guy who got involved in the park.
You don't have to leave right now. You can leave, in the morning or something.
I fear for the guy's safety, so... All
right, so what do you do with him?
Stick him in a lab and try to research him.
All right.
Pretty sure that's illegal.
Maybe kill. See if I can just discern anything.
All right.
Police.
No, it's illegal. So I recommend fingers because it's cool to a cat, too.
Yeah. Your point?
Okay, so I realized when you said that's illegal, you were saying, yeah, man.
just making sure he understood that holding a person against their will is... probably very. It's called kidnapping.
So the Spear of Destiny controls all the Japanese supervillains too.
Yeah.
No, the Japanese supervillains already. Superheroes are already on Japan's side. It doesn't need to control.
So, but couldn't our superheroes therefore go to Japan and become it?
No. So there are two circles: one around Germany, one around Japan.
So
they actually use the Spear of Destiny and the Holy Grail.
And all the girls. The lightning's in the sky, that's what that
is. It happens.
Face is melting.
Okay, does Eric find anything out about this guy?
That'll happen if it happens to be made out of wax.
In particular, are you doing anything?
Just making sure he's healthy.
He's healthy.
And the thing is, in
control of
the it's only against the law if I actually do break his fingers. Whereas he's actually actively kidnapping someone.
Actually, no distortion. It's still illegal.
It's not extortion.
If I say, do this act for me,
or this will happen,
and
well, it's called actually threatening. It's called, it's not extortion.
But you have a hard time selling that to the jury when the thing you were asked to do is be nice to a cat.
I'm just saying it's illegal. I'm not saying how
it's not. Yeah, it's not extortion. It's a threat.
It's also
terroristic act is what it's called.
It's also assault and battery.
Like
but, you know, luckily we're in 1940.
Exactly.
The guy's healthy?
Where laws are more vague.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not so good with the
really nice stuff,
but yeah. You think he's mentally competent and stuff?
I see a cat smoking a cigar. I see a cat being really nice. I see a cat making milk.
All right.
I take him to the police and give him, just tell him to let him sober up. And maybe he was deranged in
the Is he drunk?
He had to have been. Something wrong.
Didn't like cat people. You didn't want... Okay.
You understand?
During this era...
They have the same kind of opinions, but they're not all drunk. They're bad.
And you know what? Nazis didn't like Jews.
So this guy right here...
Looked a lot more like...
He's just a bad person. But you know what? In our country, you're not to be bad.
No,
now let him go.
I just broke him.
Did Eric start caving again? I just realized.
I'm lecturing him.
Yeah.
Riff is
just in character.
I just realized.
What's that?
The riff I'm basing the character on, he's Jewish.
He's Jewish?
That's why he felt so oppressed.
Hope nobody has extra revision.
And, you know, of course, the Germans are going to explain his money now.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone knows the Jews control the international
money. Baby holds his hand like
no one's
a baby holds his hand in hand as a fist a lot. It'd be good with money.
What?
That's right. Whatever. But, you know, all these old wives' tales you find out from old wives once you have a baby. Or old women that used to be wives, in the case of my mother.
They say, you know, keep the cat away because it'll steal the baby's breath.
Yeah. Well, Julie, we have
really?
A cat. We have a tent. You ever heard of that?
No.
That's one of the old ones.
Yeah. But they're the thing is, babies are warm. Cats like to sit on things that are warm.
Mother's babies.
Oh.
Mother.
Of course, it's actually not true. But it was a great explanation for crib death.
Oh, yeah.
Always the cat.
But it was never really the cat.
Crib death, I just saw stats like that. Like, you know. This is, you know, things to improve the chances of not getting crib death. One of them was immunization. There's no freaking way immunization has any effect on crib death, except for people who get crib death tend to want the baby and tend to have a little more money. So obviously,
there's a correlation.
The crib death, a lot of the crib death are actually not crib death at all. Hello.
Yeah. That's true. That used to be, but yeah. Now they make sure they check for pin drifts. They don't always show up.
All you have to do is stop their breath, and it could be the same effect as crib.
Yeah, but you get often when you stop someone's breath, there are minute hemorrhages in the eye that do not
see that
appear.
With
but the problem is, a baby can actually smother itself by accident.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You just put a.
And so, if you just. Baby guns.
Yeah,
not that hard.
It's not real hard to do.
Yeah, no. It's an no. Babies are an issue. Figuring out whether or not they're murdered. I know people at the other department almost did a lot of that.
That's away from me. Those are unlucky days. These are lucky days.
Yeah,
we play at 10 in the morning after Eric's done his whatever thing against that bigot.
Alright, so... I guess...
He's not a bigot, he's just a drunk.
Yeah. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt somehow, aren't I?
Yeah. You're much better than the cat.
I don't want to do anything to anyone.
He must be out of control. He must be
psychological warfare.
Or something.
Uh-huh. If this was the 80s, you could totally get your suit off, your ass suit off.
So is the next city you go to the airfield?
Yep.
Cool. Yeah, it's not the 80s.
We're playing in characters in the 40s.
Exactly. I'm with you.
So we get safely to China?
Nope.
According to this, a battleship weighs less than a submarine.
Did you leave a submarine?
Yeah, I did.
I think I
mentioned
at one point.
Obviously, submarines sink. Yeah, once they get heavier with water.
No, all you've got to do is put a hole in
them. Yeah, you actually make
battleships lighter by removing some of the metal, and then they sink.
I think we should all explain. You ruined my joke.
I think we should all assume he's
like,
stupid.
Like,
and say,
hey, so,
no,
all right, so you get to the airfield,
get in the plane,
you walk into the plane.
We're not in the plane yet.
And coming from behind the hangar is a huge
change.
We have to run to the plane. We have to run to the plane and kick out a huge turtle. Yeah.
I take my pill.
Yeah. From behind the hangar.
Okay, does this...
It's walking on its hind legs.
Does the turtle spin?
Yeah, that's kind of a small picture of the turtle.
That looks a lot like,
Oh, my God.
What is,
I thought we were done with this shit.
Who put that person in jail? I was there when that happened.
Right. He escaped.
What's the turtle...
He escaped? Oh,
what's the James...
They always escape.
You keep all these fucking Godzilla-like bad guys who are alive, and they're actually a guy, and they're controlling them.
Gamera is really...
Who
have we fought so far?
Gamera.
Who else have we fought so far?
Omega, Godzilla, and Ultraman.
Excellent.
Ultraman is the one we took out and captured the guy.
Yeah.
Threw him in jail.
That's true.
Ultra Humanite.
Okay. Yeah.